8 seconds. That's how long a rodeo cowboy must stay on a bucking bronco to get a score. In the new movie, The Rider, audiences see how one cowboy made it through those 8 seconds, then had his life changed by what happened 1 second later. Critic Bob Mondello calls the film a modern-day Western with a hero who's a real discovery.
Brady is a horse trainer and rodeo rider who lives for the excitement of the competition. Music blaring, crowd roaring, horses bucking as riders hold on for dear life. He still gets an adrenaline rush every time he goes, but for a while now he's watched from the sidelines, a freak riding accident that was captured on TV, allowing him to relive it, left him in a coma for 3 days. Now he has a metal plate in his head and orders from his doctor.
No more riding, no more rodeos. If you don't stop, your seizures are going to get worse.
This is a little like telling Brady not to breathe. He's 21, lives in South Dakota, and has been training horses since he was 8. When his dad decides to sell their horse, Gus, it's like he's losing a member of the family.
Take care of Gus on his travels, Lord. Just be with him all the time and protect him. Keep him safe, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Brady's buddies, sitting around a campfire smoking weed and strumming guitars, also pray for fallen comrades. For Lane, for instance, Brady's best pal, who was grievously injured riding a rodeo bull.
We are him and he is us. We're all one in this together. Dakyase, mitakuye oyase.
Those last phrases tell you that these cowboys, pale complexions notwithstanding, are Native American. There's a feather tucked into Brady's Stetson to honor his Lakota ancestry, though he looks like a slender, handsome Marlboro man when astride a horse, pretty much the only place he feels alive. The fellow playing Brady in The Rider is Brady Gendreau, and as that suggests, there's a lot of overlap between the story we're seeing and the performer's story. The scar on his head, the plate in his head, is real. So is the TV footage of his being thrown, and also the question of where he goes from here. Writer-director Chloe Zhao met Brady before his accident and fashioned the film's story from its aftermath. Many filmmakers blending fiction and fact this way would emphasize the documentary aspects. Zhao captures the look and feel of classic westerns, wide open prairies, sky for days, majestic sunsets, and ever at the center, this wounded cowboy who is so gentle with horses, even ones who are crazy skittish.
Nobody's ever been on his back. Nobody's touched him.
Brady holds out one hand for the horse to examine, sidles closer, moves back when the horse steps his way, approaches when the horse pulls back. It's a dance, and it gets results.
Good boy.
The horse that no one had ever touched is soon allowing Brady to put one arm over its back, to put a leg up.
Did you learn this on your own, or someone teach you?
My mom and dad taught me about everything I know, but I learned a lot being on their back, looking down them ears.
Oh, good boy. You didn't even know you did that, did you?
Brady is just as attuned to the feelings of his best friend, Lane, who's doing rehab after being paralyzed in a far worse accident. It's hard to watch these two young men as emotions overcome their cowboy reserve without your eyes brimming. But as wrenching as The Rider sometimes is, it is also suspenseful, heartbreakingly beautiful, and humane. There's a reason it took the top prize at the Director's Fortnight Awards in Cannes. The Rider is an exhilarating ride. I'm Bob Mondello.